This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hit out at Congress, calling them the biggest opponent of the Constitution. Replying to the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament in Rajya Sabha, he alleged that Congress's mindset is to oppose SC, ST and OBCs. He also accused the main opposition party of insulting former President Ram Nath Kovind, adding that it left no stone unturned to also insult President Draupadi Murmu. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirit and words are valuable for the government. He said that the Constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government. The House paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the tragic incident in Hathras, Uttar Pradesh, yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, "Loss of lives and injury in this tragic incident is painful and unfortunate." He said all the necessary steps are being taken to provide medical aid to the injured. He said authorities have set up a committee to investigate the matter. Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge suggested that law should be made to stop such kinds of incidents. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met the injured victims of the stampede incident at Hathras Government Hospital today and held a review meeting with ministers and Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh. CM also visited the site of the incident. 121 people lost their lives in the incident, who were from UP, Haryana, MP and Rajasthan. Out of the 121 deceased, 6 are from other states. 31 injured people are undergoing treatment and almost everyone is out of danger. Akashvani correspondent reports that CM Yogi Adityanath says that the state government has formed an SIT led by ADG Agra. It has submitted a preliminary report. They have been told to investigate this deeply. There are several angles that need to be investigated. CM added that the state government has decided to have a judicial inquiry as well, as which will be led by a retired High Court judge. Retired senior officials of the administration and police will also be a part of it. CM Yogi informed that the administration was not allowed by the Sevadars to enter inside. The state government and central government have announced monetary compensation also. The minor children of the innocent people who became victims of this incident, who are school students, will be facilitated in their education under Uttar Pradesh Mukhya Mantri Bal Seva Yojana. Families of each deceased are being given ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees and 1 lakh rupees will be given to those who sustained minor injuries. According to the Uttar Pradesh government, the majority of the 121 individuals who died in the stampede during the satsang in Sikandra Rao have been identified. District Magistrate Ashish Kumar said the satsang was a private function for which the subdivisional magistrate had granted permission. The local administration provided security outside the venue while the arrangements inside were made by organizers. In view of some reported cases of Zika virus from Maharashtra, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has issued an advisory to states highlighting the need for maintaining a state of constant vigil over the Zika virus situation in the country. Delhi's Rose Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal until 12th July in connection with the money laundering case related to the now scrapped Delhi liquor excise policy. The court also reserved its decision on Kejriwal's application seeking the presence of his wife during medical consultations with a special board constituted by AIIMS. The Delhi courts also extended the judicial custody of Delhi's former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia and BRS legislator K. Kavita till 25th July in the same case. In Wimbledon Open Tennis today, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on Giovanni Mepecci, Pericard and Adrian Manarino of France in the men's doubles first round. Earlier, the men's doubles match between Indo-Serbian pair of Sumit Nagal and Dusan Lajovic and Spanish duo of Pedro Martinez and Jaume Munar was suspended due to rain. And in the forex market, Indian rupee today slipped 3 paisa and closed at 83 rupees and 53 paise against US dollar. The US dollar, which indicates its strength against a basket of 6 other leading currencies, was down by 0.08% at 105.63. And that is the end of this news bulletin.